This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Both houses of parliament have been adjourned for the day following a ruckus by the opposition over various issues, including alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group. When the Rajya Sabha reassembled at 11:30 a.m. after the first adjournment, members from Congress, Left, DMK, TMC, SP, AAP and others continued to raise the issues, forcing adjournment of the House for the day. Earlier, when the House began its proceedings this morning, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar rejected the adjournment notices under Rule 267 given by the opposition MPs on alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group, Manipur Violence and violence in Sambhal, Uttar Pradesh. He said in the last 30 years, Rule 267 was invoked just once. Mr. Dhankar urged the members to create an atmosphere of debate and discussions and raise the bar of productivity of the upper house. Opposition members created noisy scenes in the house leading to the adjournment till 11:30. In the Lok Sabha, when the lower house met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, opposition members from Congress, Samajwadi Party, DMK, TMC and others trooped into the well, raising slogans over alleged bribery charges against the prominent business group and other issues. The presiding officer repeatedly urged for order in the House, but they continued with their protest. This forced the adjournment of the House for the day. Earlier, Speaker Om Birla repeatedly urged the members to allow the House to function and maintain decorum and dignity. However, the opposition members trooped into the well of the House and continued raising slogans. President Draupadi Murmu has arrived in Coimbatore on the first leg of her four-day visit to Tamil Nadu. The president will attend an event at the Defence Services Staff College at Wellington, Ooty, tomorrow. She will interact with the tribals at Nilgiris on the 29th of this month. Security has been tightened in and around Coimbatore and Ooty in view of the president's visit. Due to inclement weather conditions prevailing in the hills, the president is travelling to Ooty by road. Union Minister for Women and Child Development Annapurna Devi launched a national campaign, Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat, in New Delhi today. The primary agenda of the program is to make India a child marriage-free nation. The minister also unveiled the Child Marriage-Free Bharat portal. The online platform has been developed to support the campaign's mission of raising awareness, preventing child marriage, and effectively reporting incidents of child marriage. The government will launch the first ever tranche of auction of mineral blocks in the offshore areas of the country tomorrow. This first tranche includes 13 mineral blocks spanning across the Arabian Sea and Andaman Sea. These minerals are critical for infrastructure development, high-tech manufacturing and the green energy transition. The Ministry of Mines said this landmark initiative marks India's entry into the exploration and development of undersea mineral resources within its offshore area. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Jammu police carried out a massive crackdown on terrorist networks linked to the proscribed organizations Jaish-e-Mohammed and Lashkar-e-Toyba yesterday. The police conducted 56 raids and searches at various locations across Rajouri, Poonch, Kishtwar and Udhampur districts of the Jammu region. Our correspondent reports that the large-scale operation resulted in the arrest of several overground workers and terror suspects, along with the recovery of incriminating materials, including unaccounted cash. The deep depression over the southwest Bay of Bengal is progressing to develop into a cyclonic storm, Fengal, by this evening. India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for heavy rain in Mayiladuthurai, Nagapattinam and Tiruvarur districts of Tamil Nadu and Karaikal in Puducherry for today. The 43rd India International Trade Fair IITF, which is underway at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, will conclude today. The 14-day fair, themed Viksit Bharat at 2047, showcases India's economic and cultural richness on a global scale. And that is the end of this news bulletin.